This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Science may not be the first place you go looking for hard-rocking musicians, at least not while they're at work, but there is at least one Durham band that you will also find hard at work in the lab. David Zielinski and Ellen Stevens make up the rock duo All Your Science. Ellen goes by the name Lou Lubenstein when she's on stage, and when she's not, she's a pharmacologist doing cancer research at Duke. David works at the virtual reality lab at Duke University, something he likens to the holodeck from Star Trek, and that makes Alex Granados glow when he knows that you're working on anything that has to do with virtual reality. They have two albums out, one EP, and one more album on the way. All Your Science is here with me now, David Zielinski and Lou Lubenstein. Welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Hello.
Thanks.
Ellen, you had your choice. You could pick any name you wanted as a stage name. You chose Lou Lubenstein.
Yes. Lubenstein is a much better mad scientist name, I think, than Stevens.
So the idea of the Russian scientist who looks like Beethoven,
yes,
is that's what you're going for.
Yes, totally. And Lou is actually short for my real nickname, Lulu.
Oh, there you go. Well, that makes sense. David, how did the band come together?
I was starting the Durham Bike Co-op was about 6 years ago. I do a lot of volunteering there. And one day, Lou came in and wanted help with her bike, and we started talking about music.
Yeah, and then he was like, okay, I'll ride my bike and the drum set to your house for practice. And I was like, I can actually pick you up in my car. He was like, no, I don't want you to pick me up in your car.
So tell us about that, David, riding your drum kit.
Yeah. So for a while, I actually had everything, all of the cymbals and the snare drum in a backpack, and then I would strap the bass drum to the back of that. So it was a pretty small kit, just bass drum, snare drum, and ride cymbal. These days I use a bike trailer, but still bike it everywhere.
You're just dedicated to biking.
Yeah.
Clearly. All right. Did you ride in today?
Yes, I did. We can go take a look at the bike later.
You are a hero. Your bike is out there. I can verify this. You rode in today with the slush on the pavement and you made it. Well, all right. Can we hear a song?
Sure.
Play for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, totally.
Thank you. All Your Science live on the State of Things, a song called Club de Sons, or is it Sons? Is it French?
It's French, yes.
Club de Sons?
Yeah.
And it is from your album, Volume 2. So tell us about the creative process. How do you put your songs together?
Usually one of us will come up with something interesting, like Dave will come up with an interesting beat, or I'll come up with something interesting on the guitar, and we'll get together and like finish it.
Yeah, and because it's, you know, a lot of our songs don't have lyrics, it's definitely a narrative process where we try to make sure that the song has kind of a linear flow to it.
Do you then, in the recording process, do you add other elements as you go on?
Yeah, we usually do. We usually add some Fender Rhodes and organ.
Yeah, on the EP we added a lot of organ, and Lou does some guitar overdubs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, now speaking of bicycle and music, have you seen this sort of famous video of Frank Zappa? He's on the Tonight Show with Steve Allen. This goes back a bit. Nobody knows who Frank Zappa is, and Steve Allen introduces him, and Frank Zappa plays a bicycle on the Tonight Show to show kind of his idea of experimental music.
Oh wow,
Frank Zappa! Nobody heard of this guy. There were no mothers of invention. In fact, he's wearing a suit. Frank Zappa in a suit playing the bicycle. I highly YouTube. Go ahead, look it up. It's fantastic.
Wow.
You would love it, and you may be inspired by it.
Okay.
Cool.
Play another song for us?
Yeah.
All Your Science live on the State of Things. David Zielinski, Lou Lubenstein, and that is a song called Memories. Lou, when you are Ellen, you are a pharmacologist. Tell us about your research.
Yes. So I primarily focus on sort of developing new technologies and identifying new drug targets for ovarian cancer. So wow. I first started out at the NIH right after college, and I worked there in the proteomics section, which basically was the head of ovarian cancer. So Elise Code and Yves Pommier. And basically there is given this awesome project where I was trying to use a new technology to sort of determine which patients would either do better or worse to either the mainstay of therapy, which was cisplatin, or this new drug that we were bringing into clinical trials.
Wow. So it sounds like you and Ned and his glowing mice ought to get together.
Actually, he was downstairs from me when I did my PhD. Yeah.
Wow.
So Leinberger.
So when you hear – now, you're talking about testing one therapy against another. And yeah. He's really looking at sort of early onset and finding ways to – is there much overlap in what he's doing and what you're looking at?
It's a little bit different because I'm more looking at drug targets and drugs.
Right. David, yeah. David, virtual reality.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Basically, we have this projected virtual reality system. It's like a room you go inside of and close the door. And when you're inside, every wall that you look at is actually a screen that projects in 3D. And together, you know, because every direction you look in is a screen, that you feel like you're immersed inside of a world.
Wow. So and but it's research. You're not playing around.
Oh, we do. Yeah. There's some games.
You're playing,
there's some games.
But you're looking for something. So what are you looking for?
Some of the work we've done is definitely we have a brain, a 3D brain that has been very popular with a lot of the Duke medical people. They like to bring a lot of the medical students over. I think just last week, actually, they all came over and see that. We can turn on different ventricles, turn on the hippocampus.
Oh.
And being able to see that is pretty great. We've also done some work with some cognitive psychologists, which is really great because if you can create any kind of a world, then you can, you know, use your imagination of what you expose people to.
Well, so then you can see what's – so are we looking at sort of neurobiology, what's lighting up in the brain as you're experiencing this virtual environment?
We've done a little bit of work with that with some of our collaborators, but for that you have to kind of go into an MRI machine to do an fMRI.
Right,
and
right.
We do have some ways.
Well, they got portables. Did they ever bring in the little portable machines that they do? Did they ever do that?
We've done, I think, just for the biometrics we've done in the dive has been like heart rate, respiration, mm-hmm. and GSR, like skin conductivity.
And then otherwise, would you be looking for behavioral changes,
mm-hmm, like that kind of stuff, and then self assessment of how people are?
Yeah, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great. Wow, fascinating stuff. We know we'll be there because Alex has talked about nothing but mm-hmm. since he learned that there is such a thing.
Yeah, I can get you guys a tour.
We're going to get the tour and we'll be there live. It'll be a little bit like the car. It'll be a little bit like Elf. I'll be immersed in some other reality. Anything to take me out of here would be just fine. So I'm looking forward. Would you play another song for us?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
All Your Science, live on the State of Things. David Zielinski, Lou Lubenstein, thank you so much for being on the program. Great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
David Zielinski works in the Virtual Reality Lab at Duke University. Ellen Stevens works as a pharmacologist doing cancer research at Duke. And you can learn more about them and their music at allyourscience.org. And you can find us at stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, All Your Science.